Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for His strength. We thank God. Now listen, He is here. How many of you know He's here right now? He's in this place right now. I sense right now He's ministering to people right now. Listen to me. If you've had something that happened this week and you don't know the answer to it, I'm going to tell you something right now. It's a good time to reach up to God and say, God, I thank you for the answer right now. Thank you for the answer. You know what to do. Thank you for telling me what to do. Thank you, Father, that you're providing the answer. Thank you that you're making a way where I can't see a way, that you're doing what I can't do, that your power is more than enough to bring forth what I need in this hour, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, my friend, listen to me. God is here. He is in this place right now. He's in this place. I don't know. Now listen to me. He's here. Not only is He here because He's everywhere. He's here because He lives in us. But He's also here to do something in this place tonight. In the name of Jesus. So thank you, Father. Thank you that you're doing a work. Thank you for helping people. In the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. The Bible says that eye has not heard, neither has ear heard, seen. Let me start over. He says this. He said, eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, nor has entered into the heart that which God has prepared for us, but the Spirit has been given to us that we might know. That we might know. Come on now. He's in this place. Come on now. I don't know. Now listen, I got a great message. I'm telling you, I got a great message tonight. But right now, this is important. This is important. God thinks this is important. I'm going to tell us, we're going to sing a little bit more of that. And when we do, I want you to let that minister to you. The hope of God reaching out to you, lifting you up, strengthening you, providing for you in Jesus' name. Come on, let's worship Him. Something's happening right now. I said something's happening right now. Listen to me. You came to the house of God. You honored God by showing up and being here tonight. But you know what? Let me tell you something. As you honor God, God's doing something at your house. I said God's doing something at your house. Come on. Believe God with me. Believe God with me. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Just rejoice a little bit. Just come on. Just rejoice a little bit. You say, well, I don't know. Well, just open your mouth and begin to rejoice. Just begin to rejoice. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, God is doing something in this place. Hallelujah. Listen to me. There's nothing. Nothing like believing God and seeing God do something in your life. Nothing like the Spirit of God moving in response to people believing Him. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you believe you got it? Yeah. All right, you can be seated then. All right, you can be seated. Praise the Lord. How many of you know we could go home now? And it would have been good. Already been good, wouldn't it? It's so good, I almost trying to sing. You know it has to be really good before I do that. Now, I know some of you looking at me like, you call that singing? Anyway, well, I'll just leave you with your thoughts. But anyway, tonight, you know, we're again honored to have the privilege of sharing the word with you. And, of course, we believe God. For Him to minister to you and to help me to share something that would help you to take another step in the will of God and to be lifted up to another level. Isn't that right? And so one of the things that I have had the privilege of doing is listening to a number of ministers over the years. And then, and you know, after a while, you notice some of them. Because there are some. By the time they get done, then you're not the same anymore. You walk out feeling like you can whip the world. You know what I'm saying? You feel like telling the devil, you just try something right now. You just go ahead and do it. Just go ahead and give it your best shot, because when you get done, I'm going to knock you out. You know what I'm saying? There's just something about, and I noticed that about some ministers like that. And I thought to myself, you know, it's better. Listen to me. It's just better to leave better than you came. God help us not to leave like you came. You know, some churches you come as you are and you leave like you came. But we don't have to do that, do we? Why is that? Because we believe in God. Amen. And so tonight, turn with me to Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. And I want to speak to you just for a few minutes on the power of faith. Some people get tired of believing God. Some people scoff at believing God. Theologians scoff at believing God because they say there is a sovereign God and you have to acknowledge the mystery of God. And certainly there are things about God that we don't know yet. But you understand this. Listen to me. But God has put into a book what he wants us to know, and he's made it available to us so that we can know about him, and we have enough knowledge to be able to flow with him, believe in what he's doing, what he said, and hook up with his power to accomplish things that that we couldn't have done any other way. Come on now. And so don't let a person that grew up in religion but doesn't know much about moving with God talk you out of exercising faith. And then listen to me. You may have been exercising faith for a while in some areas, and you may be starting to wonder. Wonder has kind of started creeping in on your mind. When is this going to work? When is this going to ever come to pass and all of that? Listen to me, my friend. Listen to me. Just don't get tired of using your faith. Just don't get tired of using your faith. What do I mean by that? Well, listen to me. Listen to me. You keep on believing God because, listen, the Bible says that faith works. It does work. And every time there's a thought comes to me, well, I wonder if this will work, I cast that thought out. I don't have to wonder about faith, whether faith will work or not. And then, you know, the devil come along and he'll tell you, now you use your faith and it worked, but this is a special problem. And you need a special move from God. You need to understand that faith taps into the move of God. Faith taps in to the move of God, into the power of God, so that you can experience what you couldn't have otherwise. And so Mark chapter 9, verse 23, we see this. It said, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, everybody say believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Everybody say believe again. Now you understand when Jesus said this, he's speaking to the father that had a son that was having that had a demon that was causing his son to have fits. And the disciples tried to cast him out, and they couldn't. And so they thought they had a special problem that took something other than faith. But Jesus looked at the father and asked him if he could believe. And so the father said, I do believe, help my unbelief. In other words, he said, I do believe, but I do have some unbelief. Now listen, nobody has perfect faith. Nobody has perfect faith, but you do have some faith. Isn't that right? How many of you got some faith? Come on now. It's time to vote right now. Just let the devil know you got some faith. If you're saved, you got some faith. But now, so Jesus said to him, when the father said, he said, help my unbelief. Jesus said, if you can believe. You got to underline the word you right there. Listen to me. If you can believe, he said, all things are possible to him who believes. Listen to me. Jesus could have said, if you can believe, your son can be healed if you believe. And could have left it at that. But Jesus is representing the Father and what the Father has. And so he's not just dealing with that situation. He's making a statement that anybody can tap into if they believe. And that is that all things are possible to him that believes. Now, all things. All things. All things. All things. All things includes what you need. All things includes what you're facing. All things includes everything. That means not one thing left out. In other words, everything lies within the possibility of faith bringing forth an answer. Let's let that soak in a little bit. Let that soak in a little bit, because I know sometimes we hear statements like that, and you know what our mind does? Our mind starts getting grinding, and you know the gears start turning a little bit, and then it comes up with this thought, that's too good to be true. I don't know. Listen to me. Sometimes you got to educate your mind. And sometimes you got to tell your mind what it's going to believe. Sometimes you got to tell your mind what to think. You really do. You better talk to your mind. Otherwise, your mind will talk you out of the blessings of God. You got to renew your mind, not just by reading the word, but by speaking the word. In other words, you meditate on truth until that truth is changing your mind instead of your mind changing the way you believe. People come along, you know, and they're praying for Aunt Susie, and Aunt Susie's a good Christian. They're just sure God will answer her prayer for her, and some reason she doesn't get what she needs, and so she ends up going to heaven early. And so people come up with this idea, well, you know, sometimes God will answer prayer, and then sometimes he won't. Sometimes the answer is yes. Sometimes the answer is no. You just never know which way it's going to go. I want to tell you something. Listen to me. If that would be the case, then Jesus wouldn't have made that statement, all things are possible with God. Because all things would include your situation. All things would include what you're dealing with. It all comes under all things. So I'm just telling you, we need to get past that hurdle of trying to think, listen to me, there must be some other way besides faith in God. Listen to me, faith in God may show you some things to do, but it takes faith in God to find out about those things. Amen? If it takes faith in God to know what the next step is, to take the next step, to believe that it will work. Because you see, here's the thing. The operation of faith can change an ordinary person into an entirely different person. Cause you to become a person that people take a second look at. I thought it was him, but this is a new person. This is a different person. This is a person. Somehow they have changed. They have tapped into something that they didn't have before. And so when a person operates in faith, listen to me, it enables them to see the invisible, see things that ordinary people can't see, and to believe that which is impossible would be possible, and be able to reach out into the realm of the Spirit with your faith and receive supernatural things, supernatural answers, supernatural solutions. And so when a person begins to operate in faith, certain things begin to happen. You listen to me. Operating in faith connects you with the power of God so that you can accomplish what you couldn't have otherwise. You say, how do you do that? Listen to me. The whole testimony of this ministry is that it's by faith. By faith. By faith. By believing. By speaking the word of God. It's by faith. You say, well, but Brother Yoder, you know, didn't you have to have a plan? We got the plan by faith. Yeah, Brother Yoder, didn't you have to have some, don't they have some methods and some policies and some procedures? It's all by faith. They got it by faith. By faith. He said, well, you know, sometimes people come along, whether it's in business or whether it's in ministry or whether it's just in your personal life, you go along here and everything's working good and everything, and all of a sudden you come to this, and all of a sudden it doesn't seem like you got enough, and all of a sudden it seems like you got to have something more, and the devil come along and tell you, listen to me, you came this far by faith, but now you need something else. Let me tell you something. Never let go of your faith in what God has said. Now, listen to me. You may have to find another a procedure. You may have to get a strategy. You may have to get a plan. You may have to have this or that. But listen to me. Never let go of your faith in God. Because faith in God reaches into the spirit realm and grabs hold of that which you need. I can tell you this, that in order to go to a new level, some of you believe in God, to go to a new level in life, listen to me, it's going to take faith in God. And so what does that mean? Let me tell you something. Yesterday's faith is not going to bring you today's answers. You're going to have to get into the Word of God and start feeding on the Word of God. You're going to start looking at promises of God. And you say, listen to me, listen to me. Some people are trying to coast on grandpa and grandma's faith. But I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. It's like this. Listen to me. It's like Babe Ruth said, the famous batter, you know, he played for the Yankees, didn't he? I think he did. Anyway, he said this. He said, you cannot win ball games today on yesterday's home runs. I'll let that sink in a little bit. So what does that mean then? Listen to me. Faith is not an event so much as it is a lifestyle. It's the way you live. I live in the Bible. I live by the Bible. I live by what God said. I deal with things in this world. But I want to tell you something. Listen to me. I believe the Word. I speak the Word. And I say what the Word says. I'm not limited to this realm. I've tapped into another realm. Amen. And so we see this. Mark 11:23 says it this way. He said this. Here's what Jesus said. He said, surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes. Everybody say believes. That those things he says, those things he speaks, will be done. He will have whatever he says. So you see, there's two things there that are important to you. Number one, you got to believe in your heart. Number two, you got to say what you believe out of your heart, out of your mouth. Isn't that right? Come on now. I know you already knew that, but I'm here to remind you. And in case you hadn't got it yet, go to Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. I want you to read that verse, those verses with me, if you would. He says there that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, see there, everybody say believe, that God has raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart one believes, everybody say believe, unto righteousness, and with the mouth, everybody say mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Two things are happening there. Something's happening in the heart, and something's happening with your mouth. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, and says, since we have the same spirit of faith, I'm so glad that Paul wrote it this way. He said, since we, he didn't say, since I have. We know Paul had a spirit of faith. He went and changed his world, didn't he? But listen to me. He said, we. That we includes me. That's deep, but you'll get it. Amen. If you don't understand it, just ask your neighbor what that means. But anyway, he says, since we have the same spirit of faith. Same spirit of faith. In other words, he's starting to look at something here. According to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. Listen to me. He said, I got the same. He said, we have the same spirit according to that which has already been written. And you look back in Psalms 116, you'll find out David said, I believed and therefore I spoke. So in other words, he's saying this. He said, if you ever read about David, go back and read about how he dealt with problems, how he overcame, how nothing, everything that stood in his way had to either move out of the way or it got knocked out of the way. God moved somehow, and God, there were mighty things that he ended up doing. And you look at that and you say, I got the same spirit of faith. I got the same faith. I got the same faith. I said, I got the same faith. You got the same faith. The Bible says we have the same spirit of faith. Same spirit of faith. Same spirit of faith. Listen to me. The lion that David whipped is a lion I can whip.
Amen.
Listen to me. Listen to me. David and Goliath is not a fairy tale like Jack and the Beanstalk. David and Goliath is the real story, and it was simply showing what a man with a spirit of faith could do. Amen. Listen to me. If you face Goliath today, you could whip him just like David did. Because you got the, help me out now, you got the same spirit of faith. Same faith. You got the same faith that he does. The only difference might be is that he's paid more attention to it than you might have. But Paul goes on, he said in this verse, he said, we also believe and therefore speak. In other words, how did Paul do what he did? Paul changed his known world, the known world. He made a difference everywhere he went. How did he do that? What were his methods? What kind of programs did he have? Listen to me. He gives you the secret right there. He said, I believe and I spoke. Amen. And what did that do? What did that do? It enabled him to act like the word is true. It enabled him to become fully persuaded that what God had promised, he is able to do. And he went out there and acted like God's doing what he said. And God did what he said. God showed up. Isn't that right? But that's the message. I said, that's the message. Listen to me. Here's a word for you. Stop looking around for some of these answers and some of these special things that you might need. Don't be persuaded that you have some kind of special needs that need some kind of special move from God. Tap into it by exercising your faith in God. Don't believe. Listen to me. The enemy has been whispering in some of your ears. The reason why God brings us to me. The enemy has been whispering in some of your ears. Your faith is not enough. Your faith is not enough. You little weakling. Called you a weakling, called you're spiritually weak. You just aren't able to do it. Listen to me, that's a lie from the pits of hell.
Yes, it is.
I said, that's a lie from the pits of hell. Stop believing that. Stop entertaining that. your faith will work. You got sufficient faith to tap into what God has. The only problem is that we get talked out of using it. Oh, I can tell you're waiting for something better than that. But this is about as good as it's going to get. Faith in God. Faith in God. Faith in God is why you're here enjoying this this place. There's a place here. Faith in God is why people like you and I know what the Bible has to say. There was a man with faith in God. And he had a son. And that son has faith in God. And that son has another son who has faith in God. And that's why this place exists. He has a daughter that has faith in God. That's why this place exists, is because people have faith in God. Look what faith built. Now think about what God can build in your life if you'd exercise faith. Don't be sitting back and say, well, I just got puny faith. Don't be like the dairy farmer that was having problems in one of the churches I was pastoring. When I got there, he had gotten himself into some deep financial problems, and he was one of those guys that was passive. He had a passive religion, meaning that it's just up to God. That's how he'd been taught. And I started trying to use him to get him to the place where he'd exercise faith. And I gave him a book called The Happiest People on Earth by Demas Shakarian. He was a large dairy farmer out in California. And so God helped him with that and did some miraculous things there. And I gave him that book. I said, read that book. And so he read that book. And he had it done in a week's time, which is a miracle for him because he hated reading. And he read it, brought it back. I thought to myself, you shouldn't be done with it yet. You ought to keep reading it. But I didn't say that, you know. But he gave it to me, and I said, so what did you think? And you know what he did? He'd come in contact with Eeyore. You know, remember Eeyore and Winnie the Pooh? Here's what he said. Made me wonder if I had any faith in God. Let me tell you something. That's the devil working on you. If you're feeling that way, the devil's working on you. You need to get up and say, now listen, devil, you get away from me right now. You stop that in the name of Jesus. I am not listening to you anymore. Listen to me. The devil come knock on my door once in a while, and he says, that's not working. You know what I tell him? Thank you. Thank you for letting me know that it's not working, because you're a liar. That means it is working. That's a sure sign. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Comes along and says, you're about at the end. That's a lie. You're just at the beginning. You're about due for a new beginning. Somebody ought to say that. I'm ready for a new beginning. Somebody ought to say that right now. Get that word down in you. Somebody's ready for a new beginning. Stir yourself up. Use your faith. Your faith will work. You got the same spirit of faith. Read Paul. He said, if I was Paul, I'd be doing the same thing. Read what Paul did. Read what David did. So if I was David, if I, listen to me. If I'm facing the same circumstances, I've got the same faith. I'd use faith. I'd get through it. I'd get through that shipwreck just like Paul did. Amen. You said, Brother Yoder, but what's one of the secrets you got? One of the secrets I got is I stay in the Bible long enough to see myself in it. You got to get a hold of that. I see myself. When it says, all things are possible to him that believes, I see myself right there. I see myself believing. When it says, speak to the mountain, it's removed. I see myself right there. That mountain's moving.
is a shaking right now. That problem is not solid anymore. I got it shaking at the root, at the foundation. It's about to fall over, glory to God. Walls are coming down. Mountains are moving. Problems disappearing. So, here's the issue. All things are possible to him that believes. But that doesn't mean anything's going to happen until you speak out of your mouth what the word says. Because the Bible says, notice what it said, you are to believe with your heart and speak with your mouth what the word says. Your mouth releases the power of God to bring forth what is possible by the power of God. I like what Pastor Hagin said years ago. He said this, believing makes it possible. Speaking it brings it into reality. You got to get a hold of that. Nothing much happens until you move your mouth. I like what another person said. He said this. He said, if you can't move your mouth, he said, you're not going to move your mountain. Come on now. You got to look at that. You got to look at that problem and speak to it and say, you be gone in the name of Jesus. Change in the name of Jesus. Not putting up with you. That's why you stare sickness and disease and you look it square in the eye. You don't try to hide from him and say, well, I hope he don't find me. Listen to me. You stare that thing in the face and you say, in the name of Jesus, you're gone. One of us is going to leave and it isn't me. Amen. Years ago, the devil interrupted one of my meetings. I was preaching on the power of intercession. And we hadn't heard much about that lately, have we? But anyway, so I was preaching on the power of intercession. And all of a sudden, this lady fell out of a pew and just started changing colors and laid there. And people went over there. There was a nurse there, went over there. And I went over there. I said, what's going on? Because she's right in the second row, you know, something like that, second or third row. And as the lady said, she's having a heart attack. And I got down there and I laid hands on her and I commanded her to live. And I told the devil, get away from her. And I started praying in other tongues. And I said, and then I heard myself say, devil, you get out of here. I'm staying with this until we get past this. I got more time than you do because you're facing judgment day coming. And I'm going to tell you something. When judgment day comes, I'll still be here. And it was right after that when I said those words of life like that, the devil left. And the woman raised up. And she lived for a number of years after that. Faith. Power of faith. Some people are facing problems in their business. Use your faith. Command the business to come in. Speak to it. He said, Brother Yoder, you don't know the problems I got. I'll tell you, I can't sleep at night. Well, that's a good time to be speaking to it then. Don't waste any time. Don't lay there in fear. Get up and speak to it. Say, devil, I'm going to teach you for making me lose sleep. You know, he lets you sleep after just real quick like. All right, devil, you got me up. I'm gonna do some damage. I've done it many times. Somebody ought to laugh at the devil. He thought he could whip you. Laugh at him. We got the same spirit of faith. I said, we got the same spirit of faith. Trying to stir something up in you. He said, Brother Yoder, come on. Give me some deep stuff. Listen to me. If you're not ready to use what I'm giving you tonight, what makes you think you're ready for the deep stuff? Come on now. Anybody ever been in a situation where any other situation looked better? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, listen to me, sometimes people get into a situation and they hear a message and they say, any other message would be better. But I want to tell you something tonight. If this isn't working, it doesn't matter what methods you try. The problem is not your method. The problem is what you believe in and what you're speaking. Because two people can do the same things and get different results. Listen to this. Two people can do the same thing and get different results. It's a matter of what you believe and what you say. One can go to the doctor believing that they're healed, and it doesn't matter. You know, listen to me. They're not afraid of what the doctor's going to say. They understand the doctor doing their job, and that when they hear what the doctor says, I'm just going to use my faith, and I'm going to drive that out in the name of Jesus. I'm just finding out what's wrong by going to the doctor. Another person comes along and says, I'm just so afraid. Could you pray I don't have to go to the doctor? That's fear. I said, that's fear. Don't be afraid to go to the doctor. They're not a monster. Amen? They're just doing their job. And when you get the facts, then you can apply the truth of God's word to it. Amen? People going in. I've known people going in, and they say, "Well, I'm having a heart attack. I'm having a heart attack. Oh God! In the name of Jesus, I rebuke this heart attack." They got in there to the doctor. Finally, got to the doctor, and the doctor diagnosed them. They weren't having heart problems at all. They're praying for the wrong thing. It would help to get an accurate diagnosis, wouldn't it? So you know what to believe and what to say. Come on now. Look at your neighbor and tell him I'm smarter than that. We got the same spirit of faith. Stand up on your feet. It's time to quit. I actually really didn't get to what my message was. So I'm not sure. Does that mean that this wasn't a message? I don't know what it was then. I don't know. I'm just telling you. But I'm going to just stir it up. Stir it up. I said, stir it up. Use your faith. I want you to walk out of here believing your faith is your faith. You got the faith that it takes to deal with the things that you're facing. Faith in God. All things are possible. We got the same spirit of faith. How many of you raise your hand and say, faith, help me to get salvation and receive and be saved? That's why I'm saved right now, is I exercise faith in God. Did you know that same faith will help you with whatever you're facing today? Same faith. I don't know the rest. I know there's an old song that says, we've come this far by faith. And by faith, and I don't know what the rest of the song is, but I do know this. I like to say it this way: by faith, I'm going to go the rest of the way. Well, by faith, God will take me all the way. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to tell you something. I've come this far by faith. How many of you come this far by faith? Listen to me. Let's stir ourselves up and let's believe God that God will take us the rest of the way. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's praise him just a moment and thank him for his word. We know this, that God answers prayer. He moves in response to faith. Faith in God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Bless these people now as they go in the name of Jesus. Honor their believing and speaking of your word in Jesus' name. Quicken to them. Remind them, Lord God, to go into the word of God when they're wondering about this or that. Remind them, my word has the answer. My word has the answer. My word has the answer. Open the book, and you'll find the answer, and you'll be able to believe and speak that which is needed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. By faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Prayer team, you can come. Hallelujah. Listen, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know anything, if you don't know the Lord, now's a good time to do it. So that now's a good time to do it. You say, well, how do you do it? You come down to one of the ladies, you would come down over here to these ladies, men. If you're a guy, you come over here to these guys and you tell them you need Jesus in your heart, and they'll pray with you. You say, well, would Jesus really come into my heart? Would Jesus really save me? That's what the Bible says. If you believe in your heart, confess him as Lord, it says he comes into your heart, and it says you are saved. Amen? It's real simple. Amen. If you have need of any other prayer, prayer for any other needs, then come down to there, and they'll agree with you in faith, believing in Jesus' name. Don't forget Wednesday night, Hour of Power, 7 o'clock, and we know that there'll be that'll be a good service. You don't want to miss that midweek power boost, you know. Glory to God. Amen. Connection team, if you'll find the first-time guests and take them to that place where they can get that special gift. Well, again, let's give our first-time guests a great big hand for being here tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Well, God bless you. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I got faith in God, and you're dismissed.